this is Ben Kim, and welcome to another podcast for our website, drbenkim.com. Today I'd like to share some thoughts on thirst, diabetes, staying hydrated, and how much water you should drink for your best health. Here's a question that I received a short while ago from one of our readers. I've been waking up these days feeling very thirsty, and I've read online that being excessively thirsty may be a sign of diabetes. Diabetes runs in my family, so should I go and see a doctor? Here's how I answered our reader. Because we're into our fifth month of winter and constant exposure to furnace heat that comes with Mr. Frost, it's quite possible that your thirst is due to being dehydrated. Ratchet this possibility up a notch if you've been eating more than a reasonable share of salty foods as of late, since excessive intake of sodium can leave you parched in any climate. If decreasing intake of high-sodium foods and increasing intake of fruits, vegetables, and healthy liquids doesn't alleviate excessive thirst, I feel it's prudent to visit your family doctor to rule out the following causes of thirst. Diabetes mellitus types 1 and 2. These conditions are often accompanied by an increased sense of thirst and a frequent need to urinate. In both types of diabetes mellitus, the amount of sugar in the blood rises to a point where the kidneys are not able to prevent spillage of sugar out of the body via the urine. As sugar exits your body, it takes water with it. The net result of a chronically elevated blood sugar level is dehydration and ensuing thirst. Typically, diabetes mellitus is diagnosed by a fasting blood sugar test, which measures the amount of sugar that is found circulating through your bloodstream following an overnight fast. If fasting blood sugar is repeatedly measured at 126 milligrams per deciliter, which is 7.0 millimoles per liter, or higher, a diagnosis of diabetes is usually applied. When screening for diabetes mellitus, I prefer a test called glycosylated hemoglobin, sometimes called glycated hemoglobin, which doesn't require fasting prior to the test, and provides an average measure of blood glucose over a period of anywhere between a few weeks to about 3 months. Having an average value for blood glucose over a window of several weeks, as afforded by a test for glycosylated hemoglobin, minimizes the likelihood that a high blood sugar level is partly due to a temporary spike in physical or emotional stress, which can elevate blood sugar levels. If you're concerned about your risk of developing diabetes mellitus type 2, please feel free to go to our website and look underneath this podcast, and you'll find a link to an article that I wrote on the most important measures to prevent diabetes mellitus type 2. Another major cause of thirst is diabetes insipidus. Diabetes insipidus is also typically accompanied by excessive thirst and frequent urination, but the cause isn't related to having a high blood sugar level. Diabetes insipidus is an autoimmune illness that results in a deficiency of or resistance to antidiuretic hormone, often called ADH. The net effect of diabetes insipidus is loss of excessive water via your urine, which leads to low blood volume and chronic thirst. Diabetes insipidus is typically diagnosed by a water deprivation test, whereby you refrain from consuming fluids for several hours. Urine produced during this time period is analyzed, and if you're producing adequate amounts of ADH and your cells are not resistant to ADH's effects, you should see a decrease in the amount of urine you pass because you're drinking less. If you have diabetes insipidus, you'll pass substantial amounts of water despite decreasing your intake of fluids. In relatively early stages of diabetes insipidus, it's worthwhile to strive for substantial recovery by following a plant-based diet and supporting your emotional health as much as possible. Both of these measures can help restore the integrity of your gut lining and promote optimal immune system strength and function. If you'd like more guidance on my approach to addressing autoimmune illness, again, please go to this podcast at our website, and you'll find a link to a special report that I've written on some keys to overcoming autoimmune illness. So there are other causes of thirst as well. Any factor that results in a significant decrease in blood volume can cause thirst. And some common examples, everyday examples, include diarrhea, vomiting, severe infections, including burns, congestive heart failure, severe kidney failure, and severe liver dysfunction. Certain classes of drugs, especially diuretics, can also cause thirst. And there's also a psychogenic or psychological disorder called psychogenic polydipsia. And this is a condition whereby you don't have a physiological need for more water, but you just have a mental desire to drink massive quantities of water. Let's sum this up by looking at three steps that you can follow to promote optimal hydration of your tissues. The first and most obvious step is to minimize your intake of salty foods. Step two is to minimize exposure to furnace heat. To prevent excessively dry skin and ensuing dehydration, it's best during cold months to use less furnace heat and to stay warm with more clothes. If you want more information on this topic, namely how to have healthy skin from the inside out, including skin that's well hydrated, please go to our podcast and you'll find a link to another article/podcast on how to have clear and healthy skin. And step three to promoting optimal hydration of your tissues is to eat water-rich foods and drink healthy liquids whenever your thirst calls for them. Water-rich foods include all fruits, vegetables, and most other plant foods like legumes and whole grains that have been properly soaked and cooked. Healthy liquids include water, freshly pressed juices that aren't too sugary, and smoothies made with whole fruits and vegetables. So if you're going to freshly press fruit juices, be sure to combine some of that with water so that you're not taking in too much fruit juice all at once. As you work to stay optimally hydrated by making sensible food and lifestyle choices, please keep in mind that it's not wise to guzzle down a predetermined number of glasses of water per day. Out there, a lot of people believe that you have to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water per day to be optimally healthy. But drinking too much water can actually be harmful to your health. As long as you follow the recommendations that we just went through, you can rely on your sense of thirst to dictate how much you eat and drink. If you'd like more information on some of the problems that can arise from drinking too much water, please go to our podcast and view the link to an article that I wrote on why drinking too much water is potentially dangerous to your health. Thanks very much for listening. I hope that you found this podcast to be helpful, and I will work to produce another one for you soon. Okay, take care and have a good week. Bye for now.